Tell us about 1819 News.
1819 News is going to be a statewide, state-focused multimedia empire for the state of Alabama. And I always, say empire somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but not really, because anytime you come out and say, hey, you know, we're starting a multimedia company, everyone's like, oh, that's cute, we'll put it on the fridge. And, but no, you don't understand the magnitude of what it is that we're going to do, and so that's why we frame it that way. But 1819 News was created for the simple fact, anytime any business starts, they're trying to serve an underserved customer. And to us, the people of Alabama are underserved by their media outlets.
Absolutely.
And because of that, we've decided to put together a team of veteran journalists so that we can serve Alabamians with hard-hitting investigative journalism, beat reporting, opinion pieces, and all of those things. And that's just on the online written publication side of it. We're also going to have an audio-video production studio that creates content that celebrates the state. One of the other ways that we think that Alabamians are being underserved is the only content that you see coming out of any of the outlets, we take AL.com for instance, is content that tells you how ashamed you should be for voting for Trump, reading your Bible, you know, holding anything that Alabamians have always historically held dear. So we want to counter that by creating content that celebrates what's good, true, and beautiful about the state.
Now, you guys are not going to be fly by night. You've spent a great deal of time raising a great deal of money because you're a nonprofit. You're not going to be subject to the whims of who wants to advertise on your website, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And we spent a tremendous amount of time even sifting through a list of people that we would want to approach to support this. So not only are we not going to be beholden to advertisers, but we started out with a list of 75 people that we thought would be people that we could approach with this, that would have the capacity to support it in a meaningful way, that would also not want to control the content or be leaned on by some of the powerful entities in the state to corrupt our message. And so as we brought that list of 75 people to other people we trust and said, hey, what do you think about this? That list was dwindled down to a much smaller list. And so we've really vetted the caliber of people that we'll even let support this to get this thing launched. And as you said, with us being a nonprofit, we're not going to be beholden to advertisers coming in and trying to influence our message or get us to have sponsored content that celebrates an administration that's maybe not doing great things or whatever it may be that you see in a lot of publications.
You guys are also hiring, and I won't say names. I mean, I happen to know some because I'm in some meetings with you, but you guys are hiring true blue reporters, people who have like a name in this state, who have agreed to come on board because you're going to pay a good living wage and put them to work and let them truly do some reporting.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm most excited to be able to do, I've been in the news business and the media business for a while now. And as I talk to people who have gone to J school, as they call it, or school to be a journalist, all these people, they got into it because they wanted to leave their mark on society, on the world, on their communities through, you know, real reporting that holds people accountable. And they knew that with that, they wouldn't be able to get paid that much, but it still mattered that they'd be able to do that. Well, what's happening now at all these publications, national, local, big, small, whatever, is these editorial boards aren't letting journalists be journalists. They're governing the message. It's got to lean a certain way. And so we're going to provide real journalists the opportunity to do real reporting the way they were taught in journalism school, hopefully if they're older.
hopefully.
And they're going to get paid well to do that. So, we're very excited about that aspect.
Well, that is so cool. So listen, tell us the timeline. When is it going to roll out? How will they find it? If folks are listening right now, and I got a lot of folks listening, so tell us how and when they can experience 1819 News.
Sure. So 1819news.com, go to 1819news.com right now and sign up for our newsletter. And you'll receive newsletters updating you on the progress to our launch. Our launch is going to be, our official website launch is going to be in mid-October. And so today was our first press release, radio interviews, all that stuff to really let people know who we are, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. And so just stay tuned. I'm sure I'll probably be back on this show. But more than anything, go to 1819news.com, sign up for the newsletter so that we can stay in touch with you. And you can follow us on our social media channels too under the same name, 1819 News.
All right, Brian Dawson, listen, you're bringing a new thing to the state. I say new because it's been a long time since we've had a news source that literally is well-rounded and for the people. And I look forward to seeing the finished product when it hits the market.